Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to 2026. I hope that you and your loved ones had an amazing Christmas, Hanukkah, and holiday season, and I hope you're looking forward to the year ahead. It is an extraordinary year indeed, one which marks the 250th anniversary of American independence and all there was to follow. While we are still relatively new among the powers of the earth, we arguably have the oldest enduring constitution of any nation, and we certainly have a history and a future as Americans that no one else can claim. From our strong foundation and God-given natural rights, to the values we hold which range from love of family to the cherishing of liberty, the United States is ever a story unfolding, one which is passed along through generations, safeguarded and shepherded, all to continue to be written by the next. Carroll County, our home, is no different. 2026 will be full of promise and challenge, but I know that we are equal to the times. I'll touch on three of those issues today. In a few short weeks, we'll be moving into budgeting. The single greatest responsibility of the commissioners each year is to develop a budget, one which must balance limited resources and funding among important and contending interests and needs. The public school system, fire and EMS, and the natural order of operations from roads to citizen services have all seen their costs increase for various reasons, as all departments and partner agencies, such as the sheriff and corrections, have due to common issues like inflation. At the same time, we have to continue to consider what may affect us that is not of our own choosing. The blueprint plan for education and all of its associated costs remains a looming issue. The state of Maryland has a current deficit of $1.5 billion. For the current fiscal year, the state decided to handle its deficit in part by passing along costs to the counties to make up, and the coming fiscal year with that $1.5 billion deficit will likely be no different. Elsewhere, no contemplation of the future year would be complete without the vision for future development of the county, and for that, we are in the midst of our decennial Carroll Master Plan for 2035. The Master Plan is, effectively, a guide for the next decade to where we think the county will head. To keep up with the process, please do visit the official site at www.carroll2035.org. Again, that is www.carroll2035.org. This site is a great way to follow along on progress that is being made, to see current work products as they come about, and to find all kinds of other resources. The site includes a current work tab that includes a calendar of events. As time goes on, there will be many opportunities for people to continue to get engaged, and those opportunities will continue to appear on the website. I want to thank everyone who has commented or participated so far, whether it has been in the local sessions, by communication with us directly, through the committees, or even by way of the Freedom Area deferral question through last month's public hearing, which will itself also affect the Master Plan and the Freedom Plan. Lastly, for today, we remain committed against the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, continuing to partner with elected officials from other counties, as well as our delegates, senators, congressmen, and citizens groups such as Stop MPRP Incorporated, as well as working together with the town of New Windsor, which will be directly impacted by the recently altered pathway of the transmission lines, a new pathway which will threaten the town's water supply. At present, we are looking at every available legal option we have or can find, and we've already begun submitting motions to the Maryland Public Service Commission, the entity which will give final approval or rejection to the power lines in March 2027, motions which include, for example, outright dismissal of the MPRP given that there is no conceivable way that the transmission lines will be constructed by the June 2027 deadline. The MPRP goes to the heart of our county and its way of life, jeopardizing everything from the rights of citizens, property ownership, family farms, local determination, natural areas, endangered species, and more. There are many of the same issues which our founding fathers faced 250 years ago, and these are the same issues that we Americans still face today. The story of America continues to be written, here in Carroll County and across our incredible nation. Whether it is the budget, the master plan, or the MPRP, the story that we are writing now, through the ways in which we live and in which we respond to the trials of our times, will shape the home we share today, and the home generations a century from now will inherit. I'm so grateful to be serving the county, and to be doing so alongside my four colleagues, Commissioners Guerin, Kyler, Krebs, and Gordon. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our country, in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.